Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Welcome to the Moving Up Show. Josie, what are you talking about on Strictly Sequence?
Well, this time it was another spectacular show and I am really looking forward to letting you know all about it.
Okay, sounds good. Josh, what do you have for us today on Food Delights?
Today I'm making ginger cake. Harry, what are you and Chaz talking about today?
This week we're going to be talking about mainly Far Cry 5, but we will be talking about the series as a whole as well.
Also, we'll be putting the world to rights with our Moving Up discussion, so let's get started.
Hello, this is Joe Shishol and this is Strictly Sequence. This week, I'm going to talk about the Lindy Hop A Phone, where all seven couples dance together all at the same time.
Well, who scored the highest in the Lindy Hop-a-thon then?
Ashley scored the highest. It was amazing to watch them, seeing them all dancing together and showing their different personalities.
Yeah, it was a really fun, energetic dance, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Was there a special guest star on Sunday's show?
Rod Stewart.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, I know, and he sang a new song called Farewell.
And how did that go?
He went good on the bright side, no matter how old he is, because on the dark side, when they get older, their voices change. And I don't blame him, because he's a musician, and musicians like him, they love singing songs.
So you thought his performance could have been a bit better then, do you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, dear. Poor old Rod. Anyway, back to the dancers. So who were the highest scoring couple this week, Josie?
There was Faye and Giovanni.
And what were they dancing?
Waltz. And they scored 45 points.
What did the judges have to say about that?
They say all come together, first class waltz.
Wow, that was good comments, wasn't it? And I guess we had two couples in the dance-off, didn't we? Who were the poor souls in the dance-off this week?
Ashley and Pasha, they did Samba, they scored 36 points, and the judges say hips are weapons and hit too hard.
And who were the other couple who they were battling against?
Graham and Oti, they did Quick Step, they scored 30 points, and the judges say you recover but you were out of sync.
Oh dear, so I'm guessing from those comments then that it was Graham and Oti that left, was it?
Yes, it was them all right.
And they've been in the dance-off so many times.
That's why they have. Well, this is Job Shizu, and this is Strictly Sequence. See you again next time.
I'm Josh, and this is my recipe of the week. This week, I'll be making ginger cake. You'll need 175 grams of butter, 170 grams of brown sugar, 175 grams of golden syrup, 200 ml of milk, 2 eggs whisked, 325 grams of self-raising flour, 2 teaspoons of ground ginger, and 1.5 teaspoons of bicarbonate of soda.
What do you need to do with these lovely ingredients, Josh?
You'll need to heat the oven to 150 degrees, butter and line a 1 kg loaf tin with baking paper. Melt butter, sugar and syrup in a pan on a low heat. Mix so that the sugar has melted into the butter and syrup. Remove from the heat, add the milk and blend until smooth. Add the egg and mix in. Finally, fold in the flour, ginger and bicarbonate of soda. Pour into the prepared loaf tin. Bake for 1 hour, then cover with baking paper and bake for another 30 minutes. To check that the cake is cooked, insert a knife into the middle and it should come out clean. Remove from the oven and leave for 5 minutes, then turn out the baking tin and cool. If possible, wrap the cake in greased paper and leave it to enrich for a week as it improves with age.
I couldn't leave that lovely sounding cake for a week.
You've been listening to Josh's Recipe of the Week.
I'm Chaz, and I've got Harry with me once again.
And this week we will be talking about Far Cry 5 and the Far Cry series as a whole.
So I'm going to be talking about Far Cry 5 because I've been playing it at the moment and I've completed it in 3 days, and it's mostly said it's going to complete in the 5 day, but I did it in a 3 day record.
Yeah, mainly because I guarantee all you were doing is getting home playing that game.
Yeah, I was going into college still doing all my usual stuff, but I actually enjoyed it though.
It kind of helps if you enjoy a game, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. But I enjoyed it more because it was longer, twice as much as longer than 4. 4 was absolutely rubbish, I would say.
No, I mean, 4 I did not like. I mean, I think I played it and then I was just like, oh, I'm never going near Far Cry again. After that, it put me off. What improvements have they made in 5?
Instead of killing one guy, you get to kill 4 other people, including the main boss.
Yeah.
You get to customize all your weapons to the way that you want to do it, and you get to upgrade your guy as max on different points.
Do you think the storyline's better as a whole? Because I remember in 4, it felt like they had just sat in a room and they thought of the most obvious thing, and they're just like, yeah, that's the storyline.
The storyline is twice as much better. Like, you've got John Spears, the main guy that you have to kill, but you've got to kill his 2 brothers and his sister. So yep. One of the brothers is a ex-army guy, and you've got the other one who's a sort of Christian god, and then you have another one that he drugs everybody, and he does so much in one.
So where do you think, with the actual gameplay, obviously they've improved on the storyline, they put more detail in. Do you think that's where they went wrong in 4?
Yes, I think in 4 they made it too short, too simple, made it really easy for people like me who game nearly every day.
Now, my favourite Far Cry, is a bit of an outside shout, but was actually Primal. I bought it on a whim and I was just like, you know, I want a game to play for a couple of weeks. And I enjoyed it, mainly because of how different it was, you know. It wasn't like the other Far Cries. You know, it had a different storyline, obviously, and obviously it's almost set in, like, caveman times, prehistoric, and you can guide animals and you can train animals, and it's a whole different aspect to Far Cry that we didn't see before.
What was your best bit about Far Cry Primal?
You know what? I just loved having all these animals trained. So, you know, I think the most OP thing in that game, the animal to have, was the badger. And, to train them, and then obviously they'll fight for you. And I just thought that was so cool, you know, to have in a game. Because obviously we hadn't really seen that in Far Cry before.
Well, in Far Cry 5, you get to save a cougar, a bat, and a dog. But with me, I'm normally going around with my character and a bear and a cougar, so I'm basically the bear is a big shieldy guy who just attacks him, and then you have the cougar that's really sneaky and kills him from behind, and there's me just running in front of everybody just shooting everything.
Right, that's us for this week. This has been Harry and Chaz, and I hope you have a lovely day.
See you later.
This week we are going to be talking about our own personal heroes, or someone who has inspired us. My hero is Adam Young because he's a great musician. He wrote so many songs. It sounds like Adventurous Love, you name it, everything I love about him.
Jack, what band was he in?
Oh, it was called Owl City. How about you, Jack?
One person that has inspired me is Ian Mack from Vectis Radio. He has encouraged me to speak out more. He likes to call me the boss where I do the intros for the Moving Up show. And Josh, have you got someone who has inspired you?
My hero is Ian Mack as well, because I've been doing Vectis Radio for quite a while. So when I first started, I wasn't as confident when speaking on radio.
In fact, I was there the first day you were at Vectis Radio. I can absolutely vouch for that. It was very, very new for you, and Ian Mack just gently got you involved, and I think he gave you lots of opportunities.
Yeah.
What exactly did he give you to do that was a little bit different?
I recorded 2 promos, so I did one for 4Ps and another for a music workshop.
Have you been out on outside broadcasts as well?
This year we did an outside broadcast at the One Life Festival.
I must admit I was there too, it was brilliant.
Chaz, who is your hero?
My hero is my dad, because he's always told me a quote and it's always sticked with me since I was little.
And what's that quote, Charles?
We will fight for those who cannot fight.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a good motto to live by.
Yeah, I always have done.
And have you put that into practice?
Yes, I've used it with some girl that who was getting bullied a lot, and I said, fight for those who cannot fight, and she actually stood up to the bully and told him straight.
Great, good. So you really used that to its best purpose.
Yes, indeed. What about you, Harry?
My hero is the god of football, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, for what he'd done on the pitch. He would talk in interviews all cocky, but on the pitch he'd back it up. He'd go round defenders and completely embarrass them on the pitch. And he never said something that he couldn't do. He spent time in PSG for 3 years and he was 36. So everyone was just like, oh, you know, your career's come to an end. Don't come to the Premier League. You can't do it. And so that, he just said the only reason he went to the Premier League was prove them people wrong. He went to Premier League Manchester United and scored 27 goals for a 36-year-old, which you've got to remember, like, players retire at 36, like Gerrard and Lampard, you know, two of the greatest midfielders the Premier League's ever seen. And, you know, he's just inspired me to keep on going with everyday tasks. Like, I can do this, I can do that. I want to do this, so I am going to do it. And that's been our heroes for this week. I hope you enjoyed, and we'll see you next time.
Well, that was a good show. We enjoyed it. Hope you did as well. This is the Moving Up Show, part of the 4Ps project on Vectis Radio and the Irvine College. You can listen to us on 104.6 FM and online.